Just think, the pride of turning a simple idea into something extraordinary. How does that feel? Or the thrill of empowering a team and witnessing their transformation. What if you could be the catalyst for change? This is why being a project manager is more than a job. It's a journey that changes life. Will you come and join me? You mind if I share a quick, very short story? You know, one of the reasons that I fell in love with this thing that you call project management, that I call project management, is the fact of change. You see, when I first got in here, and I always share with you guys that the importance of being quiet and practicing active listening, the importance of having an impact in an organization, or I like to say an imprint in an organization, because of your ability to get people that were mostly siloed off, meaning they wanted to work in separate directions and didn't want to come together, allow you to come in and bring these teams together to work more efficiently. That's why it brings me into my first point. Point number one, driving collaboration across functions. You see, project managers work with various departments, facilitating communication and collaboration. This exposure builds your network and enhances your understanding of how organizations operate. Here's my actionable tip. Actively engage in cross-functional meetings and encourage knowledge sharing to break down silos and foster a culture of collaboration. Family, if you don't know anything else about me, that is one of the things when I come in and I take over a new project, because most of the time, this is just a free giveaway. Most of the time, especially my new project managers, if you're a new project manager, this is the first thing I will look to go and solve, to go find out how are they collaborating together, or how are they not collaborating together, and go in and solve that. You will look like a hero. Point number two, experiencing the impact of your decisions. I tell you, as a project manager, decision-making has significant consequences, especially when you're dealing with millions, and in my case, multi-millions of dollars, and you're responsible for delivering, not just you, but the project team, and you are expected to deliver this project on time, in budget, or I should say on budget or under budget, within scope and within quality. Again, naming off the triple constraints. And then having the ability to knowing that your strategic choice matters in an empowering and fulfilling the team. Here's my actionable tip. Gather input from various perspectives before making important decision. Always use data to inform your choices, or I should say your decisions, because a lot of times what happens, family, I always say use data and intuition. Intuition can be telling you something, and now you say, let me go confirm this with the data. And then we move forward with the decision, and we don't have any regrets about the decision. We learn from the decision. Point number three, seeing projects come full circle. I tell you, when you start off on a project, it just seemed like it's never going to end. We're never going to get to the promised land. And then when you start seeing that light by being involved from initiating and then to closing a phase of their project, let's be honest, it gives you a unique sense of fulfillment and completion. Here's my actionable tip. Conduct a thorough project retrospective to learn from what went well, with identifying some areas for improvement, so you can ensure that continuous growth from future projects. Point number four, shaping the future of an organization. I can't tell you, this is another piece of why I love this role, this career journey. And I hope you join me on it in project management, because you do have an impact. Like I shared before, you have an impact and an imprint on the projects you lead can shape the direction and future success of the organization. This responsibility is both challenging, stressful, but at the end of all of that, it is definitely rewarding. Here's my actionable tip. Connect with the project's purpose to the company's long-term vision and stakeholders' presentation to emphasize its strategic importance. Point number five, navigating high-stakes situations. Project managers face high-pressure environments where critical decisions are necessary. Successfully managing these moments build confidence in the project manager. And most of all, my favorite is the resilience you get from these high-stakes situations. Here's my actionable tip. Prepare a risk management plan to handle uncertainties and practice calm decision-making by remaining solution-focused in stressful situations. If you're just now tuning in to me as far as to this episode or any of the episodes I've done, one of the biggest things that I always push, especially my new project managers, I want you to understand the importance of being solution-focused and not problem-focused. I think I just said something there. What I mean by that is that we understand the problem, but now we must throw all of our energy into the solution because this is the only way forward. Point number six, this is message. Anytime I say message, if you're new to the episode, this is me. This is something you want to tune into. If you're driving, please keep your eyes on the road, but I do want to let you know this is an important item right here. Witnessing individual and team growth. There is nothing more, especially if you're somebody, because as a project manager, we should be servant leaders and we should exhibit it by watching and observing as our team grows and they become more confident and you inspire and you influence them. And you get to see how challenges transform them into stronger professionals. This is one of the things I love. Even as a project manager, dealing with all of the different changes and your misfits that you have in your project team and your misfits that you have in your stakeholders. But at the end of the day, when all of it comes together, it reminds me of a good gumbo. Once it all comes together and the everything is cooked and fully cooked and looking good, it's a success. I hope that makes sense. Here's my actionable tip. Celebrate growth by acknowledging and rewarding improvement in skills and teamwork, even for small achievements. Point number seven, inspiring innovation. Project managers often drive innovation. They push the boundaries by pushing teams to think creatively and come up with groundbreaking ideas, being a catalyst for innovation, both thrilling and rewarding. Here's my actionable tip. Set aside some time during project planning for creative brainstorming, one of my favorites. You can see I'm saying a lot of favorites here because it is, family. When you get in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with called project management, it's important, it's imperative that you understand you have to fall in love with it. You have to appreciate the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the goods, the bad, the amazings to exceptional. But it's important to understand to leverage certain things. This is why I'm talking about creative brainstorming and encourage team members to be present for new ideas without judgment. Point number eight. Learning something new every day. As a project manager, when you walk in or you clock in, where, however your salary or hourly, however it works, every day is something new. It's either someone has changed a process on you or a resource has decided to go a different direction. Or it's a plethora of things. But the role as a project manager is to spark the opportunity to seek new knowledge and experience and keep the work engaging and enriching. Here's my actionable tip. Dedicate time for professional development, like attending workshops or even listening to this episode, or enrolling in online courses relevant to your industry. I have two bonuses for you, then I'll give you my closing remark. First bonus, which is another one of the ones that when you get into this thing called project management, you do a lot of solving complex problems. Project managers face various challenges that require strategic thinking and creative solutions. Successfully navigating these problems offer a rewarding sense of accomplishment. Here's my actionable tip. As I told you before about organizing brainstorming sessions with your team, do this with problems that you face too. Organize a brainstorming session where you're focused on creating solutions. And this will engage your project team. And what you want to do as the project manager, you want to practice active listening so the rest of the team could practice active listening. Bonus. So here's my last bonus. Driving positive change. You know, projects often lead to improved processes or like increased efficiency. Having the ability of implementing changes that make a meaningful difference in an organization is truly, and I do mean truly, deeply fulfilling. Here's my actionable tip. Collect before and after performance data to demonstrate the impact of the project and share these results with your stakeholders, your project teams, your executives, to highlight the value created. Here's my three transformational remarks that I'll let you be on the way. Point number one, driving collaboration across functions. Remember, as I told you, family, if you're still here, especially my new project manager, you can understand how to get in front of teams that start creating silos and find ways to drive more collaboration. You will look like a rock star. You will look like an exceptional project manager. So this is why my actionable tip was to engage cross-functional meetings and encourage knowledge sharing to break down those silos. Point number two, seeing projects come full circle. Like I said, being involved from the initiating to closing, you're like, oh, we're at the closing. Oh, it's a happy moment and it's a sad moment all together because you're happy. We finish it, but now the team is about to disband and you start to develop a relationship with them because you're working with them day in and day out. That's why I recommend even during your, we do lessons learned, but also think about using a term within Scrum called retrospectives. Retrospectives is basically at the end of each sprint or demo, I should say, sprint review, we want to do a retrospective and we want to identify what went well, identify any areas for improvement and ensuring continuous growth for future projects. And then my final and last one, point number three, witnessing individual and team growth. It's such an amazing thing just to watch somebody that was nervous about making a decision. Now they have the confidence, they have the courage to make the decision and really just working together. It's so rewarding to celebrate other people's growth and acknowledging it by rewarding their improvement and their skills and teamwork. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.